Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Irvin Daf Ayin Hey. We're at the Mishnah, which is 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifni Mizu. So we have two Chatzeres situated one inside the other. So you have one courtyard which is accessing Rishas Rabim, and one courtyard right behind it, which needs to access. It needs to go through the outer courtyard to get to Rishas Rabim. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss a concept called Drisa Saregel, pedestrian rights, passage rights. So if one needs to walk through another chatzer to get to Rishas Rabim, so he has rights to walk through, do we regard those passage rights as though it's a residency, as though he's living there, and he needs to actually join in the Erev with the members of that chatzer? Or perhaps walking through is negligible. It's not really considered like he's living here, like Dira, and therefore an Erev is not required. We're going to have three shitas. One shita says, yes, Drisa Saregel equals residency. One shita says, absolutely not. One shita says, it depends. So let's see the mission. Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifni Mezu. If we have two courtyards, one inside the other, so we have a Pnibi, which is the interior courtyard, which is going to access the Chitzoina, the exterior courtyard, to get to Rishas Rabim. Erev HaPnimis. So if the Pnimis made their own private Erev, they collected their own bread, which allows them to carry throughout their Chatzer. V'lo Erev HaChitzoina. But the Chitzoina didn't bother making an Erev, so they can't carry amongst themselves. So what is the halacha here? HaPnimis Muteris. The Pnimi can carry inside their chatzer, but Chitzoina Asura. And the Chitzoina cannot carry throughout their chatzer. This is a very straightforward, simple halacha. Continues the Mishnah. HaChitzoina V'lo HaPnimis. Let's say the Chitzoina made their own Erev, which allows them to carry throughout their chatzer, V'lo HaPnimis. But the inner chatzer neglected to make an Erev, in which case they can't carry within their domain. And now that they're going to be walking through the Chitzoina, accessing the Chitzoina to get the Rishas Rabim, that's going to create complications. Shteyen Asuris. Both Chatzeres are now Asur. Not only is the Pnimis Asur to carry within its own territory, but the fact that it's going to be walking through the Chitzoina, it's going to make the Chitzoina Asur as well. It's going to interfere with the Chitzoina because they have no Erev with them. Here we're speaking about a case where the people who are coming through the Chitzoina are Asur in their own home territory. That's called Regel HaAsura B'mkayma, as Rashi will explain for us. And this complicates things. This makes things Asur, affects Isur even in the Chatzah Chitzoina where they're merely walking through. Continues the Mishnah, Erev Vezula Atzma, Vezula Atzma. However, if each chatzer made its own independent Erev, in which case the chatzer apnimis can carry throughout their area. So now, although they're walking through the chatzer chitzoina to get their shram, no harm is being done. Zu muteres v'fnei atzma, v'zu muteres v'fnei atzma. Each chatzer can carry on its own, and the fact that there's drisa saregel doesn't harm anything. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. 11 lines from the top. It says, Rashi masnisen zu lifni mezu. So you have two chatzeres, pnimis psucha lechitzoina, chitzoina shesirab. The interior chatzer has access to the exterior chatzer, and the chitzoina is open to shesirab, udrisas ragel shel pnimis al chitzoina. And the residents of the inside of the inner chatzer access the outer chatzer, lotzes shesirab, to get out to shesirab. So where's the halacha? If the Pnimis made their own Erev and the Chitzoina did not, okay, so the Pnimis can carry throughout their area, the Chitzoina can't. Straightforward. What if the Chitzoina made an Erev but not the Pnimis? This complicates matters. Shtein Asuris. Now they're both Asur. Not only can't the Pnimi carry within its own Erev because it has no Erev, but that results in even the Chitzoina being Asur. Their Isser, so to speak, extends to the Chitzoina. Why? It says Rashi, the Havi Pnimis, Regel Hasur B'mkayma. Because the people coming out of the Chatzar Pnimis are called Regel. Regel means somebody who's who's walking through here, ha'asura b'mkayma, which is asur in its own territory. It's originating from a location where it doesn't really have heter total. And since it doesn't really have a convenient place of residency, doesn't really have a place where it can carry, we can't designate the Chatzar Pnimi as their defined territory. Stay there, that's your Ikr Makam Shimush, Ikr Makam Dira, and just because you're walking out through the Chatzayna, it's really secondary, it's just negligible use. No, since you don't really have a proper Makam Shimush, because in your own territory you don't have an Erev, so you can't really define your Makam Dira as being primarily there, and as a result of that, it's a Svar, as a result of that, your Mokim Dir extends throughout everywhere, wherever you're walking, whether it's in there or it's out in the Chatzar Chitzayna. We view it as extension of your place of residence, and you interfere. It's as though you're living here as well, and unless you make an Erev with the people outside, you make an Asur. So it's a regal Asur b'mkayma. The person walking through here is Asur in his own place, in his place of origin. So since he doesn't have a proper place because he's Asur there, as a result, voiseres bedrisus ragla al chitzoina, he will affect iser on the chitzoina as a result of his passing through the chitzoina. Because we consider it as though he's living here as well, and he interferes with them, because they haven't made an erev one with the other. However, in the next case of the Mishnah, where both chatzeres properly establish their own independent erevs, in which case, the pnimis can carry in his own home territory, because he made an erev with all the residents of that chatzar. So in this case, no harm is done, although he's walking out of the chitzayna. Zu meteres la'atzma, each chatzar can carry on its own, and there's no interference. Kesavri, some add the word rabbanon, kesavri rabbanon. So this shita will hold, the regal meteres b'mkayma, this is a regal, meaning a person who's walking through, who's muteris from Kaima, who can carry in his own home territory, in his place of origin, in his chatzar pnimi, he has proper access, proper tiltal, it's a convenient usage area. So that becomes designated as, look, that's your primary makim shimish, stay right there, that's your ikadira. And just because he's walking through the chatzar chitzayna, that's merely secondary, that's not your ikka makim dira, because you have what it be. So we hold regla mataris mukayma eina iseres doesn't make the chitzayna asur. We don't have to reckon with your passage rights. You don't really reside in this chatzar. You reside inside. Let's get back to the Mishnah. So far we have a shita which makes this distinction. A regal ha'asur b'mkayma, the person coming through the chitzayna is asur in his home territory. Doesn't have a proper erev established inside there. So we can't really define that as being his primary place of use, primary place of residence. His residence extends throughout the entire area and into the Chatzar Chitzayna, and therefore interferes. However, if it's a regular ha-muteres v'mkayma, meaning the person walking through here, through the Chitzayna, is muter in his own place because he has a proper erev in his interior Chatzar where he can carry conveniently, then that becomes designated as his place of personal use, his makam dira, and just because he happens to walk through the chitzayna, that's merely secondary, that doesn't constitute dira, doesn't equal residency, you live over there, not here, and therefore it doesn't interfere. So that's the shita of the Tanakhama. Rav Akiva, oyser chitzayna. Rav Akiva says, even in this case where it's a regal hamuteras, the chitzayna will be asur, shadrisas haregal oysart, because pedestrian rights, walk-through rights, the fact that he's passing through the chitzayna, that equals residency. It's as though he lives there. So regardless of the situation, according to Rekiva, Teresa Seregel is tantamount to dira. Therefore, you're interfering. You're part of you have to be accounted for in this chatzar. So unless you join in the Erev, you interfere. So that's the next shita. We have a third shita. Chacham Oimrim, Ein Drisa Seregel Oisarta. Drisa Seregel, passageway will never make things asur. Walking through is just secondary use. It's not considered to be dira. And regardless of the situation, whether it's a regal hamoteres mumkaima or asur mumkaima, No harm is going to be done. The chitzoyne can always carry without any concern of interference from the bnei apnimis who are walking through. So in summary, we have three shitas. Is drisas a regal tantamount to residency? According to Rekiva, a resounding yes. According to Chachamim, a resounding no. According to Tanakama, it depends. If it's a regal hamuteres from kaima, so yes would it be, then it doesn't make it asur. If it's asur bim kaima, meaning in his home territory, he has no proper area, then his residency extends throughout the entire area, and the fact that he has passage rights through chitzayna is considered like dira, and he interferes with them. The Mishnah will continue describing some cases which highlight this distinction between a regular asura, regular muteres. Says the Mishnah, shachach echad mechatzayna v'le'irif. So let's say both chatzayrus made an Erev independently, and one of the members of the Chitzoyna forgot to join in his Erev. Hapnimis Muteres, a Chitzoyna Asur. So the interior Chatzor can carry, no harm was done. However, the Chitzoyna is also because they don't have a proper Erev. One of them forgot to join. Pretty straightforward halach. Min Hapnimis for the Erev. What about if, once again, each Chatzor made its own Erev independently, one of the members of the Chatzor Hapnimi forgot to join? In this case, we have a person who is a regal hasur bim kaima, right? Because a person walking through from the pnimi to chitzayna is asur bim kaima, because inside in his chatzar pnimi doesn't have a proper erev. In this case, he makes it asur. He interferes on the chitzayna. Shtein asuris. Now both are asur. Not only is the pnimi asur because there isn't a proper erev there, but since one of those members are walking through the chitzayn, he's going to interfere with the chitzin. Continues the mission. Nosnu iruvim makam echad. Let's say they decided to join together. Both chatzers collected bread, put it together, wanted to join with each other, and they placed this joint erev makam echad. Gemara will tell us this means they put it in the chatzar chitzoyna. But somebody forgot to join in the erev. V'shachach echad bei min apnimis bei min chitzoyna v'le'erev. Whether it was one of the pnimi members or one of the chitzoyna members who forgot to join in the Erev, Shtein Asuris, then they're both Asur because it's not a properly established Erev. However, let's say these two Chatzeres were occupied not by multitudes, by one person, Ruvein and the Chatzar Pnimi, Shimon and the Chatzar Chitzayna, in which case, even if Ruvein walks through the Chitzayna, he is a regal Hamateris from Kaima, because he's living on his own in the Chatzar Pnimi. He doesn't need to make an Erev with anybody. So, no harm is done. But he's walking through the Chatzar Chitzayna. Eina Tzrichim La'arev. There's no need for the Chatzeres to join an Erev, because although he's walking through the Chatzar Chitzayna, he is a regal Hamuteres from Kaima, and as a result, there's no harm done. So in summary, we have three Shitas regarding the Drisas Regal. According to Rekiva, Drisas Regal is tantamount to residency and always interferes. According to Chachamim, never interferes. According to Tanakama, it depends. If it's Regal Hamuteres from Kaima, meaning at home he has a proper Erev, then that's considered to be his residence, and his walkthrough in the Chatzar Chitzayna doesn't affect anything. But if it's a Regal Hasur bim Kaima, meaning at home he doesn't have a proper Erev, in which case we can't really designate that as his Mokim Dira. So wherever he is, that's where he resides, and even his drisas regal must be accounted for, and he needs to participate in an erev with the chatzar chitzayin, otherwise he makes things us. Now the Gemara will bring a shita, which will tell us that there are actually only two shitas. Drisas regal always makes usr, or never makes usr. And the Gemara will analyze it, and the ultimate conclusion of the Gemara will be actually at the three shitas. But it's going to be a journey until we get there. Says the Marki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yane, he said as follows: the name Rav Yane, we only have two shitas. Zu divrei Rav Akiva. This concept that drisa seregel makes things aser is a shita of Rav Akiva. The Amar afilu regel amuteres bim koima, even a regel which is muter bim koima, oiseres shle bim koima, makes things aser in the chatzar chitzen. It's as though he's living there, even though he has a place to be. Ava Chacham, Aymerim, Chacham disagree. They hold, Drisas Regal never has to be accounted for. Kishem sheregel hamuteres ein eiseres. Just as the regel which is muteres v'mkoyma doesn't make things asur. Kach regel ha'asura ein eiseres. Likewise, even if it's a regel ha'asura v'mkoyma, it won't harm things. This is a regel that's negligible, it doesn't have to be accounted for. So according to this approach, there are two three shitas. Either Jesus' regel always makes asur, that's a rekiva, or never makes asur. According to the Chachamim, we don't have that distinction between the case of regel asur bim kaima, which will make it asur, regel muteris bim kaima, which will not make it asur. We don't have that chilek at all. There's no such shita. The moral asks a couple of kashas, and we conclude that indeed, it appears that there are three shitas. Says the Gemara Tanan, we're going to now Mishnah. Ir v'chitzoyna v'lei pnimis. When the chatzar chitzoyna made the own eruv, but the inside chatzah didn't make an Erev, shtein asuras, and they're both asur. Why? Because the members of the chatzah pnimis who don't have an Erev are walking through the chitzona, they're considered to be regal, ha asur bim kaima, that's why they make it asur. But this indicates to us that had the chatzah pnimis established a proper Erev, then they wouldn't interfere with the chitzona because it's considered to be regal, ha muteris bim kaima. So you see this distinction. Money, whose shita is being reflected here? Ilem Rebbe Kiva, is it Rebbe Kiva? It won't work. My area regel asura. Why specific to a case where the regel is asura bim kaimai, and that's why it asurs? Why does the Mishnah speak about a case where the people coming through the chitzayna are asur because they have no erev in the pnimis, and that's why they make it asur? Is that the reason? According to Rebbe Kiva, it's not so. I feel a regular muteris nami. Even if the person walking through here is a regular muteris, it also would make things awesome. So this distinction in our Mishnah can't work with Rabbi Kiva. Elav Rabbanon. Apparently, this is Shita's Rabbanon who make that split. So he found this is Shita. He says, well, no, Lo'elam Rabbi Kiva. Indeed, this Mishnah can be found with Rabbi Kiva Shita. And why does the Mishnah speak about a case of regular Asura? Not to imply that it's only there that it's problematic, but if it's regular muteris, it'll be okay. That's not so. Rather, the Mishnah employs a method called loizu afsu. First, we discuss a simple matter, and then we rise to a greater chiddush. V'loizu afsu ktani. Mishnah begins by discussing a regular ha'asura bim kaima, which will create a concern. But that's a simple halacha. And then the Mishnah proceeds to the next case, where even a regular ha'muteris bim kaima will be asur. But it's all following Rabbi Kiva Shita, who holds that in either case it's Asur. And again, according to the Chachamim, in either case it will be Mut. Says Martinan, we have another kash from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ir v'zula atzmo, v'zula atzmo. So if each chatzar made its own independent Irv, zu merteres v'fnei atzmo, v'zu merteres v'fnei atzmo. So each chatzar can carry in its own domain. And although the people from the Pnimi are coming through the Chitzayna, there's no harm. Why? Says more time of the erva. That's only because the chatzeris made their own erev, meaning the pnimi made its own erev. So it's a regel hamuteris mekayma. That's why there's no harm befalling the chitzayna. Holy erva! But if the pnimis would not have made its own erev, in which case he's coming from a forbidden location, he's a regel hasur mekayma, shtein asuris, then both will be asur. So we see the split between regel hamuteris and regel asur. V'hai Tana Damar. Now we have a Tana which says, regal muteris, einai seris. A regal which is muteris, coming from an area which is muter, an area which has an erev, doesn't cause any harm. Regal hasura, however, oiseris. So we see the split. Whose shita is this? Mani. Who's speaking here? Mani ha. Ilem Rebbe Kiva hi. Is it Rebbe Kiva? It won't work, because according to him, afilu regal muteris, nami. He holds that in all cases. Drisa says a regal makes things answer. Elalav Rabbani, apparently. We found Shitas Rabban, who makes a split. V'oid. Furthermore, you can't say that this is going to be Shitas Rabbi Kiva. It must be Shitas Rabban. Why? Because take a look at the next line in the Mishnah. With the Sefer Rabbi Kiva, because the next line in the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Reshalav Rabbi Kiva. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva is coming to disagree. The case before that is not Rabbi Kiva. Apparently, it's Shitas Rabban. So you see clearly that there's a Shitas Rabbanon who make that split between regular muteris and regular asura. Says Amar, no. Kula Rabbi Kiva. Perhaps the entire portion of this Mishnah is following Shitas Rabbi Kiva. who holds that any type of drishas regal makes things awesome. V'chsur mechse v'achitani. We meant to learn the Mishnah, though it's missing some words, and this is what it means to say. Eir v'zula atzma v'zula atzma. If each chatzar, pnimi and chitzay, made its own independent eriv, zu meteres v'fnei atzma, v'zu meteres v'fnei atzma. Each one can carry on its own, and there's no interference, despite the fact that there is drisa seregel from the bnei pnimis upon the bnei chitzayna. How does that work? According to Akiva, drisa seregel will always make things awesome. The answer is by medvar mamurim. When is this applied? She'asa daka. There's some sort of separation here. When the bnei pnimis erected a small size barrier, as I said, a small pesach, a small delis, where the two chaseris meet, which indicates that, look, we're going to separate ourselves from you. In this case, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, since you created that symbolic separation, or practical separation, you have separated yourself, and the Drisa Seregel no longer will make things awesome. Avalei Asa Daka, but if there was no Daka built here, Chitzayin Asura, the chitzon becomes aser, even in a case where the people walking through the chitzon are a regal hamateris from kaima. Divir Rabbi Akiva, she Rabbi Akiva oiser as a chitzon. Rabbi Akiva says the chitzon is always aser. Mepnei shadrisa as a regal eseres, because drisa as a regal makes the chitzon aser. V'chacham ayrim ain drisa as a regal eseres. Never, drisa as a regal never makes things aser. So we conclude that there's no kasha from our Mishnah on Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yana's version, that there are only two shitas. What is the halacha drisa seregel? Chum say doesn't make things aser in either case. Chotei Rekiva always makes things aser. However, if you made a daka, that's an exception, because you actually split the chatzeres into two. You made that physical separation, even going to Rekiva. In that case, drisa seregel doesn't bring about any harm. Says the Gemara, we have actually two more kashas from our Mishnah, which will prove to us that indeed there is a third shita that makes that split between the regal hamuteres mukayma and the regal asur mukayma. Masiv Rabbi Barbai, Mishnah says, Moshe yechidim ain't zrichin la'arav. The Mishnah concludes with this halacha that if the two chatzeres were occupied by individuals, so you have Reuven in the pnimi, Shimon in the chitzoina, in which case Reuven, who is walking through from the Pnimi to Chitzoina, is a regal hamuteris b'mkoim. He's mutter to use his own chatzah because he has no competition, nobody else living with him. So in this case, his drisas a regal won't harm the Chitzoina. Hoshal rabim tzrichin la'arif. The diuk is that if there would be a rabim living in the Pnimi, in this case, since they are surer b'mkoim, if they have no erev, so their drisa seregel will affect the chitzon. Will make it aser. And they have to make an error with the chitzon. So you see clearly that there's a split between these two different cases. Regel ha'asur b'mkayma will harm the chitzon through its drisa seregel. Whereas regel ha'amateris b'mkayma will not. Alma, apparently we see from here, regel ha'amateris b'mkayma ain't oiseres. Regel ha'asura oiseres. Void, Masa Ravina. Ravina says, I have another kash. Shachach echad ben achitzoyne v'leiriv. The Mishnah says that if one of the bnei chitzoyne forgot to make an eriv, so what happens? Ha'pnimis muteris v'chitzoyne asura. So this was the case where each chatzar made its own independent eriv, and one of the bnei chitzoyne forgot to join in the eriv of his personal chatzar. So what is the halacha? The pnimi is unaffected; he can continue carrying throughout his chatzar, but the chitzoyne is also because they have no proper eriv. Okay, simple halach. The Mishnah continued, Shachach echad ben ha'pnimis v'lo irev. What if the pnimi didn't establish a proper irev? One of those members forgot to join in the irev. In which case, these people are now asur. Shtein asuris. Not only is the pnimi asur, chitzen as well is asur. Why? Because the traffic coming through the chitzen is a regel ha'asur b'mkayma. Time of the shachach. That's only because somebody forgot to join in that erev, so the pnimi doesn't have an erev. Holy shachach shtei mutaris. But otherwise, if they establish a proper erev, then not only is the pnimi mutar, but the chitzin as well. Despite the fact that they're walking through and using it, they don't interfere. So what do we see from here? Alma, apparently, we see very clearly we have the split. Regla muteres. The person walking through the chitzen is mutter to use his own area. He had a proper area there. In which case, that's considered to be his makam dira. He doesn't interfere with the chitzen. Regla asura. However, if the person walking through the chitzen is usher to use his own place, he doesn't have a proper erev, in which case we consider him all over the place. Oiseres. He will interfere with the chitzen. So we see a shita that makes that split. Says Ma'ela, apparently you're right. Ki asa Ravin on Rav Yane, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rav Yane a little bit differently, that we have three shitas. Gimo, Machlekes, Bedavar, we have three shitas. Tanakama Savar, Regla Materes, Einoiseres. Tanakama holds, we make that split. The person walking through is mutter in his own home territory, Eino Yiseres. It doesn't make things awesome. We don't regard him as a local resident in the Chitzen. Regla Asura, Yiseres. The person walking through is usher in his own home territory, then he interferes. He considered to be a partial resident of the Chitzen, he interferes. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Kiva Savar, in all cases, it's usher. Afilu Regla Muteres, Yiseres. Every Jew says a regal equals residency. For Rabbanu Basroi Savar, that's the third sheet in the Mishnah, right? The Chacham Ma'im ain't Jew says a regal Esrata on the second wide line. That's the third sheet. So that sheet will hold Kishem Sheregel Muteres Ein Eseres, just as a regal Muteres from Koyma doesn't do any harm. Kach Regla Asura Ein Eseres, likewise, even a regal Asura from Koyma won't do any harm because Jew says a regal is negligible, does not have to be accounted for. So in summary, regarding Drisa Seregel, we have three shittas. According to Rekiva, Drisa Seregel equals residency. According to Achamim, it absolutely doesn't. According to Tanakama, it depends. If it's a regular Asura Bim Kaima, so in his home territory, in his own chatzah, it doesn't have a proper Erev. So that can't be designated and defined as his Ikim Mokim Dira. So we just view his residency as though it expands everywhere, wherever he's using, is considered to be his Mokim Dira. Therefore, he interferes with the Bnei Chitzen. But if it's a regal Hamoteres from Koyma, he has a proper place of residence. He has an Erev and he can carry there. That's a convenient usage location. In this case, even though he's walking through the Chitzoyna, he will not do any harm. Eino Yiseres. Continues the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom. Nosno Eruvin Mokam Echad. Mishnah told us that if they joined together, so the two courtyards made a joint Erev. And they placed the Erev v'mokam echad in one place, v'shochach echad, and somebody forgot, b'min ha'pnimis, whether it was one of the pnimi members or one of the chitzoyna, then they're both us. Says Ramai mokam echad, what are we referring to? They placed their Erev in mokam echad. Where is this? Amar v'yudah barav, chitzoyna. They placed it in the chatzar ha'chitzoyna. Ramai korolei mokam echad. Why is it called with the term mokam echad? Mokam ha'myuchad l'shtein, because it's one place which is designated for both people, for both chatzeres. The chatzer chitzoyna serves also as a passageway, a walkthrough for the chatzer apnimis. So when they placed it there, in the chatzer chitzoyna, and then somebody forgot, then the whole thing becomes invalidated. However, as we're going to see soon, if they would have placed the Erev inside, in the chatzer apnimis, then in some cases, it could be mutter. Let's see the Gemara. Tanya Amihachi, we learned likewise in the Braisa. Nosnoi Ruben Bechitzoina. If they place their joint Erev in the Chatzar Chitzoina, Veshachach, Echod, Beimena Chitzoina, Ubeimena Pnimis Veleiriv. And somebody amongst them, whether he was a fellow of the Chatzar Chitzoina or a member of the Chatzar Pnimis, forgot to join in the Erev. Shtein Asuris, both Chatzeres are Asur. Because it wasn't a properly established Erev. Now, even if the one who forgot belonged in the Chatzar Pnimis, there's no option, there's no way out, because the Chatzar Chitzoyna can't simply tell him, look, we have the Erev here, you didn't join properly, stay out of the Erev. That won't work, because once the Chatzar Pnimis doesn't have an Erev, and they're walking through the Chatzar Chitzoyna, what are they? They're a regal Asura Bim Kaima. The person walking through is usher to use his own place, and that affects even the Chitzin. So in this case, there's no way out, both are usher. However, Nosnu Ruvim Bepnimis, if they would place their double Erev, their joint Erev in the Chatzar Pnimis, that's a different story. That depends. V'shachach Echad Mina Pnimis V'le'irev. So if one of the Chatzar Pnimis members didn't join the Erev, Shtein Asuris. In that case, indeed, It doesn't work, and both chatzeres are awesome. However, minachitzoyne beleiriv, if the person I forgot was one of the chatzer chitzoyne members, shtein asuris. See here as well, they're both asur. The Rebbe Kiva. It's going to Rebbe Kiva, there's no difference. Even in this case, it's asur because the fact is that the eruv material is situated where? In the chatzer apnimis. And that provides access to the members of the chatzer chitzoyne as well. They have access to their food, their eruv is where they live. So the fact is that the eruv is bringing them in here, into the chatzer apnimis. So it doesn't allow the chatzer apnimis to simply tell them, look, you haven't joined properly with our Erev. One of you fellows forgot. Stay out of our Erev. You can't do that because the Erev is bringing them in here. So they're inevitably connected. And since it wasn't properly established, it's not a proper Erev. But Chacham Omer, no, in this case, there's a way out. Bezu, Pnimis Moteres, Bechitzin Asur. This case is unique. Where they place their joint Erev in the Chatzar Pnimis. And who forgot? A fellow from the exterior Chatzar. In this case, the pnimis is mutter, the chitzon is asur. So although the chitzon doesn't have an error because they didn't all join, but the pnimis can simply turn to them and say, look, we incorporated you into the eruv for our mutual benefit. You forgot, one of you fellows didn't join, stay out of the eruv. And they can do that because the eruv material is where? It's sitting in their chatzah. So they can detach from the chatzah chitzon and carry within their territory. What is the difference that l'rabbanon the amri pnimis muteris? Why is it that according to Rabbanon we say the pnimis muter? Why? Mishum da'ach the dasha, because they close their door, they lock out the bnei chitzin, u'mishtamsha, and the pnimi uses its own territory independently. They don't need the chitzin, therefore they can opt out and use their chatzar freely. If that's the shita's Rabbanon. So what about Rabbi Akiva? Why doesn't he agree with this? The Rabbi Akiva Nami, according to him as well, Techa Dasha V'Tishtamish. Let the Pnimi close the door and use its own territory. Armalei Sabai told him, Erev Margila. Because the Erev material, the bread material of the Erev, which is located in the Chatzar Pnimi, is drawing them in here. They have access rights here. You can't just lock them out. So then inevitably they are connected. If that's the case, the Rabbanan Navi, Erev Magila, according to Rabbanan as well, the Erev is drawing them in, you can't disconnect them. The answer is, the Amrullah, because the Ibnei Pnimi turns to the Chitza and says, look, why did we join together? Why did we make this Erev in the first place? For our mutual benefit. Litkuni Shitaftich. I partnered with you for our benefit. V'loila Musi, not to our detriment. Here are your. You're making things difficult for us. You didn't properly join with the Erev. One of you guys forgot. So, stay out of our Erev. They have full rights to turn to them and say that to them. That's not what we had in mind when we made our Erev. So that's Pshat the Rabbanan. The Chatzar Pnimi turns to the Chitza and says, look, this is not what we had in mind. If it's to our detriment, stay out of our Erev. So if that's the case, what about Rekiva? Rekiva Nami Tema. According to him as well, the Chatzar Pnimi should tell the Chatzar Chitzin, Litkuni Shetavtich, guess what? You're only here to benefit us, but not, V'lei Lavusi, not to our detriment, if you're going to make things difficult for us. If one of your members forgot to join, you're just harming things, stay out of the Erev. So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, can't they have the same claim? Says the way, you know why? The Amrullah, because the Chitzin will turn to the Pnimi and say, look, you're right, but Mvatlina Lachvishusi. I'll be mevatel to you my rishus, meaning my access rights that I have into your chatzah through the Erev. I'll give it up to you. So that's exactly what Rekiva meant to say. He didn't mean that it's going to remain in a state of Isser. When we have the joint Erev placed in the chatzah pnimi, and one of the bnei chitzoyna forgot to join, says Rekiva, you know what? It's going to be Isser until he does bittel. If the bnei chitzoyna do bittel to bnei pnimi, certainly it's mutter. But bittel needs to take place. That's what Rekiva meant to say. V'rabbanan. Now, why wasn't this option good according to the Chacham? Chacham said, well, they can lock them out. They can exclude them from the Erev. And the Rabbanan didn't use the Bittel option. You know why? Because they hold Bittel wouldn't work. Ein Bittel reshus mechatz l'chatz. The Bittel option was only provided by the Chachamim for that very same chatz. Out of necessity, you have to carry here, so if there was no Erev done, Chacham allowed Bittel. But from one chatzah to the other, it's not your primary place of use. Chum did not allow the bittul option to be used. Therefore, in this case, where we're speaking about two separate chatzeres, bittul wouldn't work. Therefore, the chacham had to present the matter differently, that the chatzah pnimi has a right to just shut them out of the erev. We don't want to resort to bittul. Says the more, actually, this question of bittul mechatzah l'chatzah is machlokes amoraim. Between Shmuel says you can't, and Rechon says you could. Lema, shall we say, Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokes in Shmuel and Rechon, the plukta to Rabban and Rabbi Kiva k'miflegi, are having the same machlokes as Rabbi Kiva and Rabban and our sugya. Meaning, this Shmuel l'amak Rabban. Shmuel said you can't do bittul mechatzah l'chatzah, it's following Rabban, as we just said. V'Rabbi Yochanan who says you could do bittul mechatzah l'chatzah, the Amar Rabbi Kiva will follow Rabbi Kiva's shita, who allows bittul mechatzah l'chatzah, and that seems to be difficult to connect the mechalik tanoim and mechalik samaroim. Says Amar, it's actually not so. Amalach Shmuel will tell you as follows. Anod de Amri afilu Rabbi Kiva. My shita conforms even for Rabbi Kiva. I who hold that bittul can't work from one chatzah to the other won't be inconsistent Rabbi Kiva. You know why? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hacha. It's only over here that Rabbi Kiva maintains that you can do bittul from one chatzah to the other. Because we're speaking about a unique case. Elo b'shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mezu. Let's remember we have one chatzah inside the other, the asher nahadadi. They affect each other, they interfere with each other. In this case, yeah, it's out of necessity. It's they're asking each other. The bittul was allowed in this case. Aval hasam, however, in that case, meaning the case what Shmuel is referring to, where you had a chatzer on one side of a wall, chatzer on the other, there's no interference, no interaction whatsoever. Mika ashna hadadi? Are they oisir each other? Absolutely not. They don't affect each other. So in that case, the chacham did not allow this bittul option to be applied. And likewise, Rabbi Yochanan will say, "Ano da amrei afilu rabbanan." I, who hold that you can do bittul mechatzah l'chatzah, will be in line even with shitas rabbanan, because truthfully, even rabbanan hold that you can do bittul mechatzah l'chatzah. Ad kan like amrei rabbanan hacha. It's only over here the rabbanan say that don't use the bittul option. Rather, the pnimi should just turn to the chitz and say, "Look, stay out of the game here. Stay out of our territory." Why? Ella, the Amrla, because the Pnimi tells the Chitzin, look, I don't want to wait around until you do bittul. Adma vatlessly, until you do bittul, ka'ashla, you're making me aser. So I don't want to wait around for that. I'm going to bother to wait for your bittul. If the Chacham allowed, then to simply shut them out of the system. But theoretically speaking, bittul can work, mechatzel chatzel. Aval hasan, however, in the case where you have the chatzel on either side of mechitza, mika asher salah, is one chatzel making the other chatzel aser? No. So in that case, this whole issue, this whole concern doesn't apply. And certainly, bittul should be applied. So in summary, when the two chatzeres made a joint erev, and they placed their erev material in the chatzer chitzayna, then in all cases it's asr. So regardless of who forgot to join, whether it was a member of the chatzer pnimi or the chatzer chitzayna, it's an improperly constructed erev, and it doesn't work. However, in the case where they place the Erev in the Chatzar Pnimis, then it depends. If the person who forgot was a member of the Chatzar Pnimi, in this case, both are us, because if the Chatzar Pnimi doesn't have an Erev, then the fact that he's walking through the Chitzan, that's considered to be a regal Hasur B'mkayma. The person walking through is us in his own territory. So this affects the Chitzan as well, so they're both us. However, if one of the members of the Chatzar Chitzan forgot to join, then the chitzin is also because they don't have an erev. But the pnimis is mutter. According to Rekiva, through bittul, because the chatzah chitzayna will be mevatel their access rights to the pnimis. According to Rabban, even without bittul. We don't want to wait for bittul. Rather, the pnimis simply tells the chitzin, look, this is not what I had in mind. You're ruining my erev. Stay out of my territory. I'm going to close my door. I'm going to use my chatzah on my own. Continues the Gemara. V'moy shal yechidim, Mishnah tells us if there were individuals living here, Ruvenim, the Chatzar Pnimi, Shimon, the Chatzar Chitzayna, then there's no concern. Because the concern is only when we have a Rabbim living in the Chatzar Pnimi, and since they don't have an Erev, and they're walking through the Chitzayn, so it's a regular Surabim Kaima, and it makes it awesome. Om Rav Yosef, here comes a Chiddush. Tani Rebbe told a Braisa, Hayu Gimel Asur. If there were three Yisraelim living anywhere, in any configuration, any arrangement within these two Chatzeres, then it's Asur. Let's take a look at Rashi. Off to the left, around 3-4 lines up. Om Rav Yosef Tani Rebbe, Im Hayu Gimel, Bein Beza Chatzeres. There were three people living throughout these two Chatzeres, Yisraelim, they make each other Asur. V'loim Yibayit, Shnayim B'Pnimis. And certainly in the case where you have two people living inside, of course it makes it Asur. Davi Regla Asur, because those two people are Asur to carry the air. And it's a Regla Asur Rebim Koyma. It's that simple. Ela Filu Shnayim B'Chetzoyna? But even if you have two people living outside, and only one person living inside, Asur Ashi Irvu Shtein Yachad. It will be Asur until the Chatzer is joined together in an Erev. Why? Says Rashi, Gzeira Mishum Rabim B'Pnimis. We're concerned that if we allow this case to work, people might confuse matters. They'll say, well, look, even when you have a rab, two people living outside, in the chatzar chitzayna, it's okay. And they'll apply that heter even to a case where there's a rab in the pnimis, which is a totally different equation. Because in that case, the people walking through are asarim kaiman, because they need to have an erev in the pnimis, they don't have it. So in that case, it certainly is asar. So perhaps a person will apply the heter to that case as well. So it's a gzera. And therefore, any type of arrangement, if there are a rabbim living anywhere in this arrangement, whether in the pnimi, well, certainly it's asa, and even in the chitzayna, and there's no rabbim in the pnimis, there's only one person living himself in the pnimi, we require them to make an erev with each other. Amalu Rabbeve. So Rabbeve told the people there, who heard this statement of Rabbi Yosef, who attributed the halacha to Rabbi, he said, it's erroneous. It's an erroneous attribution. Lo yisat sisulei. Don't listen to him. That he attributed this halacha to Rebbe. It's wrong. Ano amrisamela. I myself was the one who told him this halacha. And it wasn't a brayis in the name of Rebbe. Actually, it was a gemara. It was shmeid Rav Ada bar Ava amrisamela. I told him the name of Rav Ada bar Ava. And what is the basis of this halacha? Why, when there are two people sitting in the chatzar chitzoyna, it will make it usher, even if there's only one person in the pnimis, since there are a rabbim involved in this equation, I see a rabbim here in the chitzoyna, so there's room for confusion. If we allow this, perhaps even when there's rabbim pnimi, a person will be matir. Therefore, we make a gzera. So it wasn't the name of Rabbi; it was actually Rav Ada bar Ava's halacha, and the reason is because of this rabbim that are present here. Omer Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard this. Rashi brings Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and when he tried to recall his learning, apparently he made a mistake. And Rav Yosef responded like this: "Marid Avram," he exclaimed, "the master Avram," meaning Hashem. This was a way of making an exclamation. He said, "Rabim b'Rabbi Ichlofli." Yeah, indeed, I confused words. So when I tried to recall this halacha that I forgot, I remembered something about Rabim Rabbi, and I thought it was a brayis in the name of Rabbi. That's why I said Tani Rebbe. But in reality, it wasn't Rebbe, it was Rabim. Meaning that was the reason why it's also because there's a Rabim here and there's room for confusion. So indeed he agreed that it was wrongly attributed to Rebbe. So that's the Shita of Rada Ba'ava, that even if there's only Shtayim B'Chetzoyna and Yachad B'Pnimi, it's Asur on account of this Gzer. Shmuel Amar says no, Lo'ilam U'Torahis, the Chatzeres HaMutar, Ad Sheyu Shnayim B'Pnimis, unless you have two inside, in which case they need to make an Erev, and if they don't, they're a regular Asur Bim Kaimai, and they make it Asur. So unless there's a Shtayim B'Pnimis, Vechab B'Chitzayna, it will be Mutar. He doesn't hold of this Gzir. Amar B'Lezer, you meant to know that even according to Shmuel, who holds that when you have Yisraelim, we don't apply this Gzir, but when you have a Goy, it's different. V'Nachri, if you have even one Goy just living in the Chatzar HaPnimis, let's say you have two Yisrael living in the Chatzar Chitzoyna, it's going to be Asur. V'nachri harihu k'rabim. We treat the Nachri living inside as though there's a Rabim living there. Even though there's no Rabim there. We treat it as such, and we consider it like a place that needs an Erev. And anybody walking out of that Chatzar, since it doesn't have an Erev, is considered to be a regular Asur Rabim Kaima, and makes it Asur on the Bnei Chitzoyna. Says the Gemara, even according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that when we have a similar situation regarding Yisrael, there's no harm. Why is it going different? Maish no Yisrael de Le'asa. Why? If there's only one Yisrael living in the Chatzar Pnimi, he doesn't make it Asa. Because there's only one person. He's a regular Amar Teres Mekayim. He doesn't need an heir of where he lives. The man de Yada. Whoever knows that indeed there's only a single resident living in there who doesn't require Erev, Yada knows. Man de Le'yada, whoever doesn't know, who thinks perhaps there are lots of people living in there, no problem. Savar Iruvi Erev. That person will say, well, apparently they made an Erev in the Chatzar Pnimi, so they're a regular from Teres Mekayim, and they can carry in the Chatzar Chatzin as well. So there's no harm done. Either you know the facts, or you're assumed, everything's okay. So that's Shmuel's reason, that when you only have a Yachid in the Pnimi, there's no reason to make a Gzera to make Yisim. Says, well, if that's the case, by a Goy as well. Nachrinami, Amrinan. We should say there as well. The Yada, Yada. Whoever knows the true facts, that there's only one Goy living in there, so fine, he knows. The Lo Yada, and whoever is uncertain about the facts of the details of the residency of the Chatzar Pnimis, and he thinks perhaps there are lots of people living in there, okay, Savar, let him think, Agiri Oigar. He thinks, he assumes that the guy rented his Chatzar. They did Tzchiris, and that allows them to carry there. Now it's a regular Hamateris from Kaima. So why are we more concerned by a guy than by a Yid? Let's assume everything's fine and dandy, there's no room for Gzeris, everybody will assume that things are perfectly fine, it's a regular Amateris Mekayma, and there's no room for confusion. Says Digmar, you know why a Goy is different? Stam Nachar, who presumed that a Goy, he Issa, the Eiger, if indeed he rented out his property to the Yisrael, Mifapoy, he makes a public announcement, he lets it be known, he's proud, he's haughty about it, look, the Israeli needed to rent my property, he makes a big tumult about it. So, in the case where there's no tumult, and there's no public knowledge about a Schiris, people erroneously conclude, look, they'll say, let's assume there are lots of people living in the Chatzar Pnimi, and we didn't hear about a Schiris. So apparently, even when they can't carry there, and they're walking out of the Chatzar Chitzayna, there's no harm done. So they'll erroneously conclude that even a regular Hasur Bim Kaima doesn't create concern in the Chatzar Chitzayna. So out of that chashash and gzera, even Shmuel would agree that the only time it's mutter, even when you have only one nachri in the pnimi, is if they actually joined with him, meaning the people living in the Chatzar Chitzayna made schiras and joined together, took away the property of the guy, which allows them to carry, despite the fact that there are people walking through their chatzar. So in summary, when we have one person living in the Chatzar Pnimi and many in the Chatzar Chitzayna, so if we're speaking about Yisraelim, we have machlekes. Going to Rabbi Ava, there's a gzera. If we allow this case to work, then perhaps even when there's a rabbi in the Pnimis, where it's a regular Surabim Kaima, people will allow carrying the Chatzar Chitzayna, it will lead to confusion. Therefore, even in this case, he says, it is Asur unless the two Chatzar is joined together with an Erev. According to Shmuel, it's Mutter, we don't apply this gzera. We won't conclude it. When there's a Nachri, a single Nachri living in the Chatzar Pnimi, all agree it's Asur. We're concerned that people think there are lots of people living there, and there's no Schiras done, and it's a regular Asur Bim Kaima, who are walking through the Chatzar Chitzayna, and look, they're carrying the Chatzar Chitzayna. So this will lead to confusion, to mistake, and therefore, it is us. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmo. We know that only a Mokim Dira, a true place of residence, needs to be accounted for in the Erev. So if you have a Beis Shar, a gatehouse, a guardhouse, it's not a proper place of residence, that place doesn't have to be reckoned with, doesn't have to contribute to the Erev Chatzeris. Amar Vida Mashmo, let's have an interesting case as follows. Yud Batim Zeh Lefnimize. You have a chatzar, and you have 10 houses lined up, one behind the other. So from the chatzar, you enter one house, which takes you to the next house, to the next house, till number 10. And only the first house is actually open to the chatzar. So all of them are gateways, are entranceways to get to the next house. The first one leads to the second to the third, to the fifth, all the way to the tenth. Says the Gemara, all those houses are regarded as a Beis Shar, and really entrance rooms, not regarded as proper places of residence, and they don't need to contribute in the Erev. Yud Batim Zeh Lefnimizeh, you have ten houses, one inside the other, only the Pnimi, the one all the way at the end, number 10, Noisne Seruah Evedai, he has to contribute to the Erev, that's enough, because everything else is merely regarded as a gateway, as an entranceway to that house. So only the pnimi, which is all in the back, the interior one, is considered to be a proper place of residence. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu chitzon, even the outer one, has to contribute to the Erev. Says, well, what do you mean? Chitzon? Bisharu. The one, the outer one near the chatzar, that's certainly a bishar. It's a walkthrough to get to the other houses. How can Rabbi Yochanan say it's considered to be a base dir? Says, well, that's not what he meant. He meant chitzon shel pnimi. He meant the one right next to number 10, the one right before the last one. So you have the chatzar, first house, which leads you to the second house, the third, the fourth. When you get to number 9, Rabbi Yochanan says, just as number 10 is an erev, number 9 as well, because it's just serving as an entranceway to one house. It's a private entranceway. That's considered to be a malkum dir. Says the Gemara, Maikum Miflagi, what's the point of contention between Rabbi Yochanan, who requires an erev there, and Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol does not? Mar Savar Beishar Di Yochid Shmei Beishar. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol maintains that even a gateway for one house, Beishar Di Yochid, is still called a Beishar. It's an entranceway. It's not considered to be a Beis Dira. It doesn't need an erev. Umar Savar, however, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Lo Shmei Beishar. It's not considered to be like a Beishar because it's only an entranceway to one house. It's not a publicly accessed Beishar, and therefore it's considered to be Makam Dira and has to contribute to the erev. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, only number 10 is considered to be a proper base dira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not only number 10, number 9 as well. Continues the Gemara, Omarav Nachman, Omarav Baravo, Omarav. I'll show you a case where you have three houses, in which case none of them need to contribute to the Erev. What's the case? Beis Chaseris, you have two courtyards, one on the right, one on the left. The Gimel Batim Benim, with three houses situated between these two Chaseris. Now, they like to join together in an Erev. So they collect their bread, and they want to place it in one single location, so they all join together as one. Where do they place their Erev? So the right chatzar walk through the first house and place their bread in the middle house. The left chatzar did the same. They walk through the first house and place their chatzar in the middle house. So the house which is right next to the chatzar, which they're walking through, is considered to be a beishar. It's serving as an entranceway to the middle house. So that's a Beishar. Beishar is Patef Erev. The middle home is the host of the Erev. And the Erev host doesn't have to contribute. Omer of Nachan, Omer Rabba, Rav Omer Rab. Beis Chatzeres, the Gimel Batim Mene. You have two Chatzeres with three houses in between. Ze, Bo, Derech, Ze. So the Chatz on the right, who walks through the first house, Vinois Neruv, Ze, and places an Erev in the middle house. And the chatzah to the left did the same. They walk through the house next to their chatzah. And place his erev in the middle house. So the house next to the right chatzah became a beishar for the right chatzah, because it's serving as a walkthrough to the middle house. Likewise, the house next to the left chatzah became a beishar, because it's serving as an entranceway to the middle house. So those houses are potter. Likewise, the middle house, which is hosting the erev, Havalei Bais, Shemenichem by Erev, is the house where the Erev is situated. Vein Tzorach Litnas Hapas. It doesn't have to contribute bread for the Erev. The point of the Erev is where the food is located, that's where the person resides. Well, this is my house. I don't need to contribute to the Erev. Therefore, all three houses are pot. Okay, time for a brief chazor of today's daf. When one has passage rights through another chatzar, does that equal residency? According to Rekiva, a resounding yes, and he makes things aser. According to Chacham, absolutely not. According to Tanakam, it depends. If this person walking through is aser b'mkaimo, his own home territory doesn't have a proper erev, in that case, the fact that he's walking through here is regarded as residency. He belongs here as well. His residency extends all over the place, and it makes things aser. If it's a regular home terrace b'mkaimo, meaning in his home territory, he has established a proper erev, which provides a convenient usage area, then that is defined as his Malkim Dira. And the fact that he's walking through here is merely secondary and does not affect the local members of this chatzar. We learned that if the two chatzars join together with an Erev and they place their Erev in the chatzar chitzoyna and somebody forgot to participate, then both chatzars are asr. They place the Erev in the pnimis and somebody forgot, so it depends. If it was one of the pnimi members that forgot, then it's not a good Erev. If one of the chitzoyn members forgot, then the chatzar chitzoyna doesn't have an erev and is asa to carry there. But the chatzar pnimis can carry within their own chatzar. Why? According to Rekiva, because the chatzar chitzoyna will be mevatel their access to the chatzar pnimis, leaving them alone. According to Rabbanan, they simply turned to the Chatzah Chatzen and said, look, we're going to close our door. Stay out of our territory. This is not what we had in mind when we had you, when we incorporated you into our Erev, and therefore, we're going to separate ourselves and carry within our Chatzah independently. In a case where there is a Yachid in the Chatzah HaPnimis and a Rabim in the Chitzonah, in which case it's technically Mutter, are we concerned that perhaps people will apply this Heter to a case where there's even a Rabim in the Pnimis? According to Rav Adar Bar Ava, yes. According to Shmuel, no. And all agree when there's a Nach in the Pnimis, it would be Asr. A Bishar of a Rabim is certainly not a Makam Dira, it doesn't require Erev. If it's only servicing a single home, we have a Machlekes.